Warning, you have crossed into dark territory. The law of the jungle is the law. There are no rules. There is no exit. Once you enter the animal underground.
Welcome to the Animal Underground. This is the wildlife journalist Chester Moore with an emergency transmission. I don't use these words lightly. Something has happened in North America that's incredibly symbolic. What I believe is a giant storm coming for wildlife, particularly in Central and South America, but also north of the border here in the United States of America. According to the latest scientific research, there were three jaguars verified to be moving across the Mexican border into New Mexico and Arizona. One of these jaguars, a male named Yoko, was just verified killed by a poacher. Its pelt was discovered in Mexico, and due to the game camera photos and the detailed scientific research that's been going on with these few jaguars coming into America, it has been determined that the pattern on the coat exactly matches Yoko. Now, why is this an emergency transmission? Why is this so important? Well, I've been writing here at thewildlifejournalist.com and broadcasting here on Wildlife Journalist Radio that something is happening with jaguar populations that a lot of people, other than people deep into the conservation community, are not wanting to address. And that is the fact that a lot of the tiger poaching happening in Asia is shifting efforts over into South Central America and perhaps now North America to get jaguar parts, because you see, tiger parts have been used for eons in traditional medicines in parts of Asia. Well, now there is a market, and literally Asian buyers are advertising in newspapers and other media forms in Bolivia and other South American countries for jaguar fangs and claws. Skins are also important in various other parts of the underground animal trade. And what we're seeing now is the fact that jaguars have had a target on them greater than they maybe ever had in their history. And let me explain that real quick. Jaguars have always been part of the illegal animal trade due to their pelts. And they've also had a little bit of illegal hunting from American and European hunters, but that's been very minimal. The American and European hunting community has done a really good job on clamping down and basically striking out anyone who would participate in such things. So we would consider that under the umbrella of poaching. But what you have in that part of the world is something that you don't have in Asia. You have the cartels. And if the money and the demand for jaguar parts gets high enough, say anywhere in the realm of what ivory or anywhere in the realm of what rhinoceros parts are, then you're going to have cartel muscle behind jaguar poaching and trading, and that will make conservation efforts, if not impossible, it will make them more difficult than anything that's happening anywhere else in the world. We're not sure exactly how or why this particular jaguar was killed, but according to the Arizona Daily Star, there was rumors that this cat was actually killed by a mountain lion hunter. According to their reports, a local rancher, Carlos Robles Elias, told the Arizona Daily Star he heard from a friend that the jaguar was trapped and killed 6 months ago somewhere in Sonora, Mexico, near the U.S. border. This is, of course, very much possible. That could have been another jaguar that was killed. But what's happening here is you're seeing pressure mounting on the jaguars. And I want you to take just a moment to think about what just happened. We know by scientific research that there were only three jaguars that were known in the last year to 2 years coming into the United States of America. Literally one-third of the jaguars entering the United States of America that we know of is now dead. That is a catastrophic thing, because the jaguar once ranged from Louisiana all the way into California along the southern United States. They were very common in parts of my home state of Texas, including near my home. The great Sam Houston, the great General Sam Houston, said that jaguars are very common east of the San Jacinto River And so you had jaguar populations in areas that no one considers this great cat. This incident, to me, has really got me fired up because of, number one, the ugliness of it, but number two, the things we have been reporting here at the Wildlife Journalist about the impact and what's coming with jaguar populations. Because you see, jaguars have been in better shape than the tigers. They've been in better shape than the snow leopard. They've been in better shape than what's happening now with lions due to their extremely reclusive nature and the denseness of the bulk of their habitat. But the fact of the matter is, efforts are switching, and jaguars are going to be a bigger part of poaching internationally. And this, with the cartels mixed up, is going to make an entirely different level of conservation problem. So those of you who pray for jaguar conservation. Support those who are doing things to support jaguar conservation. I believe there are currently 18 nations that have jaguars in them, and they all need to get together and develop a conservation plan that conserves this great species. Because you see, the jaguar is the only big cat in North America. That's right, the only big cat. Big cats are those that can roar. So we're talking lions, jaguars, leopards. Those are the ones that can roar. And tigers, of course, those are the only ones that can actually roar. So they're considered big cats by science. So we have the big cat of the North and South America, of the Americas. And there's a new poaching threat. And here's the other part of this story. The conservation community, by and large, has been dead silent on this issue. Now, this has only been available in news for a fairly short spell, but I haven't heard anything from the hunting side of the conservation aisle. I haven't heard anything really from the green side of the conservation aisle. And something needs to be said. The hunting community needs to rise up and work for the conservation of the jaguar, because for years, jaguars were hunted. And also, there are millions of dollars being spent on conservation from hunting organizations, and just a fraction of that money went into research here in the United States of America, and also down maybe into Mexico. We could do a great deal to learn a lot more and protect these cats as well. Plus, the hunting organizations have a powerful voice with rich, wealthy people. And whether you like safari hunting or not, there is millions of dollars that go into land conservation from those kinds of hunts. I say it's time they take a little bit of that money, a little bit of that media power in that wealthy segment, and concentrate it into the jaguar population. Also, something else you got to consider is the green side of things. Not hearing much, if anything, from the green side of things. They're too worried about climate change and all these things that make them lots and lots of money. Jaguar poaching is not so much of a big money maker for a lot of the people, so they're not going to do a whole lot. Now, that's not saying that there aren't wonderful people on both sides of the aisle that want to conserve this gray cat. What I'm talking about are the power brokers, the influencers, the shakers, the people with the really big political connections. And these are the people that we really need to get involved in what's going on with this gray cat. Am I fired up a little bit? You bet. My favorite animal in the entire world for the last 25 years has been the jaguar. I had the amazing opportunity that God gave me to work with Captive Jaguars for nearly 3 years. And it changed my life and a lot of my conservation focus on the great cats, especially the jaguar, Panthera onca. So this is an important species of the America. It's symbolic of what's going on right now. No one wants to address this issue because you got two sides of the conservation aisle that really can't make a lot of fundraising off the jaguar. But I think if they, or at least they think they can, I think if they really reached out and educated people about this great cat, that yes, is the United States of America as well, that a lot could be done. So much more needs to be done about the jaguar. I salute every person, every researcher, every person in a conservation group, every small conservation group, maybe I'm not aware of, that's doing something for the jaguar. We're ending this emergency transmission of the Wildlife Journalist Radio, and look for more on jaguars and this serious, serious issue coming up on the Wildlife Journalist Radio. You've been listening to The Wildlife Journalist with Chester Moore. Follow my blog at thewildlifejournalist.com. Follow The Wildlife Journalist on YouTube and Facebook. This program is brought to you by the Kingdom Zoo Wildlife Center. For more information, go to kingdomzoo.com or find Kingdom Zoo Wildlife Center on Facebook. One day, the wolf will live with the lamb.
and a leopard with a calf, and a little child will lead them. Until then, it's our duty to take care of God's animal kingdom.